I think that's a business decision that, you know, different companies are going to answer differently. I would think if you don't want to be the subject of subpoenas and efforts to get information that you're storing, don't have it. I mean, that's to me the, you know, the obvious answer. I would prefer to see ISPs retain as little as possible, but in the context of the ISP and online service world, they have a commercial incentive to collect as much as they possibly can. They want to know everything their users do online because they think that that's commercially valuable information that they someday might use for marketing purposes. What they don't always think about when they're collecting this stuff is that they also become very attractive targets for the FBI and everybody else with a subpoena. And I think there's going to be a growing recognition of that fact. They would like to think they can collect what they want, they can control how it's used, they can make money with it. But I think they will increasingly find out that everybody else wants the information also. So I think there are some interesting business decisions that people are going to have to start making. Yes. Well, I guess a lot of that's going to depend on whether or not ISPs make up their minds as to what they want to be like. I mean, I'm not sure that they entirely do want to be like regulated utilities. And you know, I think they would like to have sort of a perfect model. And if you sort of go down a checkoff list of, you know, common carrier or, you know, cable company, I mean, they would like to be the best of all of those. And I just don't think that's going to happen. So at some point, I think the ISP community is going to have to decide what they want to be that's realistic. I mean, I don't think they can sort of carve out this special privileged role for themselves. But, you know, I don't know a lot about the various business incentives that go into their thinking on that. Yes. 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 The question is, aren't these subpoenas seeking saleable commodities, which is the identification of users? And that's definitely the case, and that's why I said that I can foresee a case where a company like AOL at some point is going to say, wait a minute, you're asking us for too much stuff. This is valuable. This is our subscriber information. We have the exclusive rights to market to these people, and we're not giving it to you. So I do think that issue is going to come up. But, you know, up until now, it's mostly been, you know, one name, a handful of names, and none of the ISPs have yet gotten to the point of characterizing any of these cases as being raids on their subscriber information. Austin. Yes, I said that there's the so-called Good Samaritan provision, which is Section 230, which you're referring to, which basically says they are not responsible in a civil context, and that's important, for information that is maintained within their systems. So this means, for instance, that if Raytheon wants to sue people who posted information at Yahoo, on Yahoo's message board, they can go after those individuals, but they can't go after Yahoo. So Yahoo just becomes sort of the intermediary. Yahoo is the one who's between Raytheon and Raytheon's critics, who can identify the critics to Raytheon, and that has become the role of the ISPs, because under this Section 230 of the CDA, the ISP cannot be held liable for the content.
Okay. Quick, just fun tidbit. We were talking to Yahoo, and it turns out they have seven people who work with the title of
Yeah, no, that's what we're hearing. There are unfortunately no hard numbers that I have yet gotten any of the companies to put out. That's why I mentioned Salon as one of the few websites that has made a disclosure in terms of a number, and they said 10 a month. So I think you can extrapolate from that that Yahoo and other major sites must be getting inundated with them. And it's not a new phenomenon. It's becoming more prevalent, but it's not new. I remember the first I started thinking about this issue was probably about 4 years ago when I was at a conference and there was an attorney from AOL who was asked the question, do you ever get subpoenas for information? And his answer at that time 4 years ago was yes, every day. Anyone else? Yes. Right. Yes. That is true that the SEC is involved in policing online message investment message boards. I think that's a fairly recent activity on their part, and I think it's becoming very aggressive. The difference, though, there is that because they are a governmental entity under ECPA, they do need to issue a subpoena, and there's a little bit more of an actual process that comes into play than there is in the civil context where it's a private party. So. Well, I mean, I think that's the issue that still needs to get sorted out. I mean, as I said, I am willing to concede that there are situations where there probably does need to be some accountability. So the question is, how do we balance the right to anonymity against the need for accountability? And I think that's going to be a big debate. And I can't pretend to have, you know, a prescribed formula for how you easily do that. And probably everybody in this room, if given different scenarios, would come to different conclusions as to whether or not the anonymity should or should not be preserved in a given case. I would just like to see more due process be part of the picture and start developing some procedures for sorting out the abusive cases from the legitimate ones. Yes, in the back. There is no requirement that an ISP maintains records of user. Well, that's right. I mean, once the government comes and says we want this, or you know, there is an interest in this particular user. Barring that, there is no requirement. Why? I mean, if you have...
It's part of the chargeback. It's part of their credit card service.
But with unlimited access, why is there a need to document particular usage?
Because